Blog Talk Radio.
So hard to bear, you give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
We are having technical difficulties. 209, can you hear me? Okay, we're getting the phones out. We can't. And then, this is Psychic Jethro. Can you guys hear me now? Because the phones are really having a lot of Mercury technical support. We got it on. We got it out. I've been talking about loving you, and nobody's heard a word I said. Now we got to go all the way through the story again. This is Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Jethro, and I'm the founder of this wild party. Those of you tuning in, you've been here. You guys have made it with me for an actual 6-7 minutes. We got some other friends tuning in. We can't get the phones to work. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Never fear. We are here. What I'm talking about is self-love. And tonight, our subject this month has been on love, and I want to start it right out with you. Do you love yourself? Honestly, do you really know yourself to love yourself? You can be infatuated. There are people who have that energy. They feel it. But are you able to say those qualities of you? Every time you get a little nervous, every time someone in your life comes in and they make you feel a little awkward, I want you to turn around and I want you to feel the energy that it's there. I want you to sit down and I want you to say, okay, and use example. I go, Jethro, this person's upset. And I do give that piece. I say this person's upset with Jethro, and then I look at how Jethro feels with Jethro. Did I act in a way that I was proud of? If it was something that was done to me, would I like it? And there's that self-love. You know, for years I didn't understand myself. I worked. I had this ability. I didn't understand. I was putting this out. Those of you who've read my book, I had teachers, and I kept hiding it. It was in a big chest, and it was in my room. My boys would come in, other people would look, and I didn't have the love of what I was doing. So there's why I've got it. We've got a fan here, and we're going to talk about love a little bit. How are you, 727? How are you doing tonight? Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me? Hey, Joanne, this is a friend of mine here. We're looking for a Florida phone number, but I'm talking about loving myself. Do you love yourself, Joanne?
Yes, I do.
See, and now we've got the energy. We've got other ones arguing here, Joanne, and I apologize to put you a little on the spot. We're not, you know, we've got some really nasty people talking about. We're talking about loving yourself and really getting to know yourself, and this is what our topic's about. It's Valentine's, the angels. Joanne, did you always love yourself?
No.
Oh, my gosh, you are an honest one. See, now this is what gets me. I have people that are crying to me. Their hair dryer broke up. They don't know what's going on. Yesterday, they had a fingernail go down. Somebody looked them on Facebook. Oh, my gosh, today didn't go perfect. And then when I ask them that they love themselves, they get scared. I've had people hang up on me. I've had them drive away. Joanne, we're going to talk a minute, and I'm going to give you a reading. I thank you as a friend calling in. Those of you tuning in, it's just Mercury. I had the phones going nuts earlier. We're back on. We're here, and what's even excellent tonight that's happening is that we're going through some technical difficulties. It's a surprise.
It's been like that all day.
I had one of those days, and I don't even like that time of kind of day. And what's funny is they go, but Jethro, you're psychic. You should know. Okay? You know it's chaotic. You know Mercury's silly. You're going to prepare. I came to work early, and I still ended up being there late. I had a person that showed up to let me know that everything was bad, and I gave her a reading that was too positive. And she wanted to know if I would work on the fact that why does she have to stay with her husband? So I had to laugh and go, okay.
Oh, wow.
So I still love myself because I realized, okay, I do go with what the guide said. Joanne, talk to me a little bit here. I know you've got some energy on a question. I will answer it. What is going on, Joanne, here that I'm picking up that you've got some energy going on the male side with the relationship, and I feel like you're being tugged at to do something here. There's something wanting you to react or not to pick up the phone, something with communication.
Well, he communicated today after about 3 days, but...
Oh, that's what I'm seeing. And I love what the angels in the relationship here, because what they're saying is that phone, and I got other ones writing in, Jethro, how does she get in? She's wild. I don't know. It's called Mercury's grabbing who they want. Keep calling the 773-897-6461, and it'll talk to you, and you'll get to talk with me. I have to tease some of you individuals that have called in before. We've had a really fun event with this. Joanne, we were talking about loving ourselves. And so some of you guys that are writing in, I've got Chicago, Dennis is writing me, Jethro, you're off your mind. If I love myself, I'd be in jail. I didn't say touch yourself in public. I said love yourself.
Exactly.
Exactly. So taking it out of text. Loving yourself, it doesn't have to be a sexual. It could be a completely emotional or an intellectual feeling. We're sitting here tonight, and we're discussing love and love's in the air. We're going to be giving away some of those prizes. I know some of you guys are really frustrated. Jethro, I've tried to call in 16 times. I'm sick of blog talk. I hope they get a beep, beep. You know what they're saying now. Okay, we can't do that to them because that's a little over love for us, and if you do that with a computer, you'll get fried. But we're going to go ahead and get back with Joanne, I'm going to have you give you a question because they're getting a little adult for me even. We're not Disney anymore.
So is he going to get it off his ass?
I am feeling that, and I'm feeling that he is. There's something else that's happening here with that phone. They're telling me that, yes, he is. He also is really being affected with this Mercury. This is one of the great things that I encourage everyone to do. If you're in a relationship, the first thing you should do, and I know she's listening tonight, and I'm going to get in trouble with my fiancé, the first thing I did is I got her birthday. And I talked with her. I did two things with it. I found out her sun sign, and I did her numerology. I am in a relationship with a number one path. Do you know his birth numbers, like the year he's born and the month and day?
18th, yep, January 18th, 1954.
Okay, so we do a January is a 1 and an 18, so there's a 1, 18, 9, 10, which makes a 1. And you said 1954?
Uh-huh.
Which is a 10 and a 9, which makes 19, which makes a 1. This man is a path of 2. They will consistently go about the energy they have to do for others before themselves. This is why you're not getting the contact. This man is out helping and doing other service for family or his work. He does service, I'll bet you, for other individuals. He's in a service where he helps many people, correct?
Yes. He's at the jail.
Oh, my God. He works there, right? Okay. Yeah. Okay, now he's on a path of 6. He's not staying in jail. He's on a path of 2 where he's out helping around it, right?
Right. He's a, I don't know if it's a deputy in jail, correction officer, but he works in the jail.
Oh, my gosh. And that's why the energy's like it is. See, mine's a number 1. First thing they told me, she's going to be the boss. You know, she's the number one, and number ones are the boss. I'm like, but I'm a six. They're like, you're going to be the one being happy, helping around, but she's going to tell you how she wants it to be. So I knew before I got into this, and I knew even with love that I got a one. The excellent thing about it is there's also those qualities. So you've got a two. This is the man that will tell you the real truth, Joanne. Isn't that better? You've heard me on here.
Yes.
I'm a six. I'm going to patty cake you. I'm going to say, oh, that looks lovely. And then I'm going to go, oh, my gosh, did you see what she did to her hair? I think the iron hit her. And I will tease at it where this
right.
man's going to tell you the honest truth. He's like, Joanne, your hair's lovely, but I don't want you trimming it anymore. I want you to keep it that beautiful, subtle look that I love. There's
right.
the quality of it. So let's go a little deeper. Now, you said he's a January, so he's a Capricorn birthday.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Now, let's look at the Capricorn man. Capricorn men are strong individuals. You don't go catching the sea goat playing along. This is why look at his career. He works a serious career. You never really see, and I've had people say, Jethro, your astrology is crazy. I have a Capricorn, and he's down on, you know, partying at the bars every night. Doesn't say that they don't go out and enjoy life and do it, but they have a strong companionship life of where they're going to be. So you look at the factors of it. I also have, I work around a little bit of energy of it and get to know it. There's that metaphysical. Psychically, yes, you're using these older tools to read them. Joanne, when you first met him in the energy, did you feel your energy hit you where, let's say, you felt an emotional, or did it go to the lower, let's say the solar plexus, and you felt
no,
a sexual
No, 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 it was more, it was, he was a very loving man. I mean, he communicated, he was a man of his word. If he said he was going to call, he'd call, and now everything is just kind of haywire.
I feel that. I feel the love was there, and I feel the other part of the energy that they were going through, and they said that what it ended up experiencing for it, and that's why there's, I would say, very much. I also would tell you from what I'm picking up and sensing here, those of you learning, I'm sorry, Joanne, I'm using you for all those examples. Those
that's
of you who hate, when you're with a relationship, okay, first thing, you're on a date, you're out, you guys are together, or you first meet them, relax, and I don't want you to just stare at them like, oh my God, you just picked up my purse. I want you to relax, and I want you to look without looking, just kind of look off a little to the side, relax, and I've taught you guys to do the meditation, relax, feel that energy, and when in the conversation you're talking, sense what you're getting. Feel that energy. You're going to get a sensation. And I've had people say, I didn't get nothing. I don't think my karma's even alive. I don't think he's even got energy. If he's breathing or she's breathing, they're with us. If there's an energy, feel that, take that sensation. Because even if you don't see the aura, you're going to feel that energy. If it goes, now this is the line, this is the highway line for love, right there at your tummy. If it goes above it, then this is going to be a heartfelt relationship. This is going to be a relationship that's going to have karma. And look out, because it's on the top. It means you're going to have to go mental, intellectual, spiritual. If it goes the other way, it's physical. It's here. It's in the now. Both are good relationships. Both work. But knowing that first energy, and like you were saying, you and him, I feel, have got it. I'm also picking up that they're telling me, Joanne, that you're going to be able to work with your abilities and your energies. Is this is a person to take you outside of that healing ability. You're able to help, and you heal, and you've got it. This person wants you for a whole different reason.
Okay.
I know you're seeing now you didn't like that, and I could tell you a little bit. Are you used to being, you're a caregiver, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, now you're grounded. Take Joanne and put her in the corner, because Joanne is out there giving out this positive green energy, and in love relationship, Joanne, I think, has a little problem taking, too. Is it easier for you to give than to take?
Yes, than to receive, yes. Yes.
There we go. Right back up to that green chakra. I'm a giver. Joanne loves herself, and like we talked about earlier. But now comes the harder part of loving yourself enough to let the other people do it. Tonight I want you to do me an exercise, a metaphysical. I want you to get yourself a candle, any type of candle you've got that's, you know, in the house, and relax. And I want you to take a little few minutes, relax, think of your man, think of the energy, think of the blessing. And then I want you to light that candle. And I want you to look at the flame of it, and I want you to visualize when you're around him. And just feel that energy and send it to that candle. That candle
okay.
will, what they call, start to dance. If it's dancing, it means you two are still even spark. If that candle doesn't move a little bit, it's saying, uh-oh, Joanne, you've got the wrong fish on the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I thank you. I've got people writing in, Jethro, I can't believe you're giving her all the good stuff. If you're listening in, you can try it out. It isn't just on Joanne. I'm not just saying it. Do the same thing with your lover. Tina, your man, you need to sit down with Jacob. Jacob has been doing this for you 6 weeks. He's been over here not calling, doing the same thing. Take a candle. Yes, if you want to get really, we could say magical or esoterical, I'm having trouble. I'm not getting laid. I want sex. Orange, grab an orange kettle, not an orange orange. Don't light an orange. Sun-kissed is where I live down here in Florida. I don't want to smell that. But I want you to grab an orange candle, and I want you to light that candle, and I want you to sit there and do it. If you're having financial, no, I'm not saying get esoterical and tomorrow get up and grab a broom and go out and go around the house and do energy, although I know there are people that do that, and that's allowable. Your faith is really your own faith. When I'm Christian in my spirituality, my light is, I do use mantras from Buddha. I also work with what works. I learned a long time ago this is also would be considered a meditation, sitting down and doing that energy. Now you've got the candle, and Joanne's going to be my poor Joanne's never going to call me again here. She is my friend. I can't get the rest of you guys in too, so I'm sorry, but we will get Mercury to let go. You're sitting there, you're raising the energy, and then all of a sudden your man is coming in to an energy with you. And he's sitting there, and that flame's going wild. Joanne's thinking of her man, and it's dancing, and it's like, woo, hot time in the old town tonight, watching the candle. You know that there's all this energy. Do not blow the candle up, Joanne. I know you. No, I'm teasing, Joanne. Make sure the candle's doing the energy. Now, take that energy and feel that energy and put your hands, hug yourself as you would close your energy off, putting one hand across the other hand in front of you. Feel that energy and send that love to your person. Okay. They're going to contact you. They're going to call you. Oh, my gosh. Jethro has just went tonight and talked love magic on Psyche's Gone Wild. Yes, if you read some of the books, you're going to say, you also take a piece of your hair, you think of them for 10 minutes, and you blow their name into the wind, and they will call. I'm not going to pull my hair out for nobody. I love people. I don't know. What if I pull my hair out once a week, and then she goes, and I got a bald spot, and I got to go out and try to get it
straight. Right.
I don't want a bald spot for you. I love myself. I love you, but I don't want to pull that bald spot. So what we do is you just do the energy. It's the same intent, and it is an angel work. If you have any fears of this time, you're not changing their intent. You're not saying, call me or I will never talk to you again. That's not going to work. You have to be loving yourself. You will feel that energy. I've had people tell me everything from, Jethro, I could smell the detergent you were using. And I was like, oh, my gosh, because what I had done earlier was I worked in a restaurant, and I did that also to support with my kids. I had just done this work. The dishwasher did a real great thing and walked out on me at the last minute. So I did dishes at the same time, and they could smell the detergent. I had had a fight at home. I was sending the energy. Long story short, I've had people feel this sexual energy. All of a sudden, they're sitting at work, and they're like, woo-woo, it's getting warm in here. My lights are on. I'm feeling energy. It's nothing wrong with doing that. It's called sending and receiving. Do it in a loving intent. Different psychics have different abilities. You love yourself, you're doing it. This is a good way to see. You're sitting there, and all week you're like, does he love me? Oh, my God, he wants me. And then he don't love me. Oh, my God, he probably wants my sister. She's got more cuter teeth. What happens is you put all of that chemistry out there. When you go to do this exercise, your phone's not going to plug in. It's going to go, and this guy's going to be going, she loves me, she doesn't love me, she doesn't want me, she wants me. He's going to feel like you're doing a little bit of syllable. How many heads are there? Be consistent with your love. Send that energy and know those moments. If you guys have, if you don't have a love right now and you're looking for the new love, this is a perfect exercise to do this exercise with the Arch Light Angels. Sit down and say, okay, and I everybody, Jethro, I don't know if that's my angel. I can tell you one thing. If it's an archangel, they're going to pick up your mail. It's kind of their job. That's how they got to be archangel. I'm sitting here, and I don't have a girlfriend, and I've been 16 months, and I would really like a relationship. Sit down and feel the energy. Put into the light, put the blessing, and then send it to the angels. I'm not sure. Send it to the angels. If you have your angel, be specific. Send it there. They will pick it up. And say to them, and you put your name, I love myself, I'm looking for someone who loves me, and goes the energy. I have a lot of individuals that I help with this area because they're looking for it. It's the same manifesting for a career or a job. I really want to work. I just don't have a time I like to get up out of my bed. I really want to get a paycheck, but I don't want anybody bossing me. I really want my own job and my own career, but I don't want to have to make the decisions. Do you see what you're saying? I want this. I need this. buts. Get the buts out. Don't put the buts in there. Buts can stay on your bottom. Get the energy of I can, I will, I know. If you have this energy and you're feeling an energy where you feel alone, and Joanne, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wear your ear off. I've got people beeping me. Joanne, help me with this. Joanne, have I helped you on your question? I took you way off the
path.
Yes,
you have. Yes, you have. Thank you very, very much.
I love you, and you got me all wound up. This is one of my friends down here in Florida, so I didn't cheat you. I didn't get her in. She just came in. I don't know what's going on, but I needed to see my Joanne. Joanne, I love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you. We are going wild here. We're talking about loving ourselves, and I've got a lot of individuals calling in. I know a couple of you guys are like, Jethro, I need to know about my job tonight. You've got to love yourself or you're bringing it in. I'm going to ask Mercury, oh, great planet that goes backwards, let the people in that love themselves. If they can say their name and they love themselves, let them in to talk to Psychic Jethro tonight. If they're not and they're unconditionally cranky, then they get a spanky, and I guess they get to play. 912, it's you. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you, 912? 912, can you hear me? Okay, I'll take that as a shine. You want to listen, and we love you for doing that. We're going to roll right along. 209, would you like to talk on Psychics Gone Wild?
Hello, Jethro.
Hello, and this is our wonderful, how are you doing out there, Lori C?
Oh, we're having trouble tonight, aren't we?
It's called Mercury and Blog Talk in the Energy. And you know what's really good is that, you know, that they told me I had someone who jinxed me. Is it you, Lori? Are you out there jinxing me because I want a good show and you want me to be uptight? Are you one of those girls?
I don't know. I can be a little sneaky sometimes. I'm a Scorpio girl. You know that.
I'm teasing Lori. Lori's one of our people, and she's on working on some things, and she'll be back with you guys. She's going to do some shows and stuff. She's learning to do things. Tonight we had, and I apologize to Temple. I will contact you here over here in St. Pete and get you back in. We had a lot of experience with the phones. It is a Blog Talk has a moment. I do apologize to each and every one of you, especially her fans that have waited. I've had a lot of emails, but you know, this is where that love comes in. I can tell you two things about me. I am a sincere person. I do my best effort, but I can't save everyone. And what we've had tonight is out of our hands. I'm sure Temple will understand. She's a phenomenal person, author of When Did You Die? You know, and she helps a lot of individuals with her work. Lori, did you have any question? I've got people going wild here.
Well, when you're speaking about love, I mean, it's Valentine's is right around the corner, right? I love myself, but I've not always felt that way. When you're around certain people, it helps heighten it. So being in this group has really heightened that for me. So I just want to thank everybody.
Oh, we love you. Lori, you are, and I got to give you, you know, and you're very sincere, and you're going to get me an emotion. And this is something I want all of you guys who really do love each other. I can tell you sincerely, I can have one of those days, and I'll come home, or I'll be at the apartment, and Lori can do one of these Facebooks. I call it my Lori moment. Lori, my most sincere thing is you can make me laugh when I'm ready to pull that last nerve out and run down the road, skip rope with it. And you are a very good person. You're learning so much, and I love you for letting us know that. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, and I've got to help some other people. They're going, Jethro's back. And
okay. Thank you.
We are loving everybody. We got the love. Now we're getting some more love in. I guess a couple of you guys have got in. I've got 636 going, let me in, Jethro. I'm mad. That's not love. That's the aggression of where the love is. Got to find that love to get back to me. How about 937? Can you hear me, Nines?
I sure can.
Rockin', you got in. I'm so happy. They're having this wild time. We got people all over the place, and Mercury's picking a bit
low. I was in the on the computer in the chat room, and I couldn't hear you. I had nothing.
And I've got a guest. I'm in so much trouble. Please put the prayers out. I don't want to be in trouble again. I've gotten in trouble all this last couple months. I've done my best. Blog Talk and other situations and other things, I think I'm being really tested. Maybe it's a sign for Jethro to, I guess, lay down. I don't know what they want me to do. Right now I'm really on a prayer that they're testing me in all shapes and form. You know, and I'm probably in trouble. I'm so sorry for the guys in the room. I had someone write me today. They said I was deliberately not wanting to do. I'm like, I don't understand that. I love my job. I've been doing it for 4 years.
No, you're wonderful. We all love you. That's the reason why we listen to you. So we think you're fantastic.
Thank you so much. And you are?
Sandy.
Sandy, you rock, and I thank you so much. And we are feeling the love tonight. And I've got the guides telling me that I'm supposed to talk to you a little bit about the other energy that you've got happening here. I'm picking up that you have some other people and some things that are going on that you're helping, and that you're going to be able to give them assistance without helping the other way. There's something going on with, I feel this is like a, is this a community thing you're doing? I keep seeing other people and you putting together a project this year that's going to help other ones together, like you're connecting people together.
Oh, I know I am with my my daughter and my son and
yes.
stuff, but other than that, yeah.
It's really good, and the angel said to tell you that it's the most unconditional love that you're doing, and that it is worth it, and that it's going to pay off. They're telling me that this is very strong, and I keep feeling that the son has went through some of the stuff, that this is going to be a very good, this is going to lengthen his life by the positive and the strengths you guys are all working on together.
Good. Oh, wow.
Oh, whoa.
That sounds so fancy.
I love it. They're telling me karmic coins, you have many. Those are the coins over on the other side of light where you've done so much good. And Sandy, that wasn't your question, but I wanted to tell you that. Is there something you want to ask me or something I might help you with?
Love.
Ooh, the rumbling I love. Here
yes,
we go.
Love. I've got the candle lit. I've got the candle lit.
Oh, my gosh, I knew that I was supposed to do that tonight. I've got people writing, Jethro, you never talk the old stuff. I like the old school. I had three teachers that taught me this stuff. I have enough stuff that I've got. Wait till you see the other books I'm going to write, Sandy. What I love, and they're telling me with the energy with you, is they're telling me that you need to look a different way. You're feeling the energy and the love, and you're a good person, but you've got love right out there, and that what we need to do is I want you to sit down tonight when you're doing that candle, and I want you to feel not only the love of the angels, but they said to realize that the person is going to be coming in and is in the place where you are. I keep feeling that the person is like where you're going to get groceries or somewhere there, and you guys are in the energy. So you need to also ask the universe to bring that person into where you can meet and have it. You have people who like you, but you're a little shy. And so the guides are telling me you need to have a little help there where the angel may accidentally have you bump into somebody in the store. You get to talking and realize you can become friends. And it's a very good, I feel that you have that love to give, and I feel that there is someone. They tell me that you had some people before who didn't understand you, and now it's time for you to have somebody who's like you, unique and adorable.
Oh, wow. Sounds great. Wow.
Very
I'm
good.
Ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
And now there's a little catch to love, and we all know that Cupid's a little bit of a cute angel, but also the blessing with love and to do it. And I want to thank someone I love very much, and that's Jen Bach Drakey. She sent me some love, and I got a thank you card today. It was at a point in my life where I had a really lot of stress and some crabbiness in my office, and I opened up my mail, and here's a thank you card. And Jen, you're my little Cupid angel. Aww. You're so sweet. That's the way to do it. Spread the wealth. Think of a friend or think of somebody, Sandy, and send them that fun thing in the mail. Okay, here's a thank you card. I sent a postcard. I had it for a while. I love them because I would put out silly ones. Here's a girl in the sun, and I would send it to people, tease them down here in Florida, thinking of you. There's a little sunshine in your life. And I this last time I found some really cool. I got to tell them because I'm going to be sending some to some of the people that are listening, like Chris and Jan. But I've got some really cool ones that are with some kids stuff on it. And that love will bring that other love. You're really good, and I feel you've got with them, but I feel like there's some other energy they want. They said something happened to you with the... Okay, I'm picking up a person with a vehicle. Did you have a man before that worked on vehicle or mechanics or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That gentleman has still got some other energy, even though you're not. I want you to do me a favor with it and sit down tonight and go, any karma I have with you, I pay in full in this energy, and I give it over to the angels. Any karma you have with me is paid, and I feel you're going to get a blessing because they said I don't feel it's like a meaning to, but I feel he's got a spot there, and it's like, nothing to mean, but we got an opening. We need to clear that energy, and it'll just be so quick. It's like the angels will go, oh, and they'll remove the strength so that someone can come in.
Okay.
And I love you, Sandy. I got to go there. Going, Jethro, you're not talking to me. I'm sorry, but I love you. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. We're going to be giving away a prize tonight. We're giving away a half an hour reading by Psychic Jethro.
Oh, okay. Sounds great. Fantastic. Love you. Love your show. You're fantastic.
Thank you, Sandy. Have a good night.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Those of you tuning in, go to Psychics Gone Wild, the real Psychics Gone Wild room. There's people like Lori C. being wilder than wild. There's Jan Bach Drakey. Don't forget Chris White, the intuitive, sneaks in every now and then and gives a free reading or talks to you. You want to get in there. We're putting classes in there. I have money classes I'm putting in. How to get that financial in. Yes, you've got to put the positive out. I had a friend ask me, Jethro, I'm having a problem here. Every time I see money, every time I have things go, I get very uptight. I get stressed out. I'm 22 years old. My father always yelled at me about it. He said it was the root of all evil. Now I feel that it has affected me in my life. How do I get through this? Simple Simon. You take that symbology of it. You take it and you sit down and you do the same thing we talked about tonight with the candles. You get a green candle. Money's green. You can also use silver or gold, but I suggest in karma use gold if you want to strengthen all of yours. Start small. Start with green. You sit down. You relax. You do the energy. You keep seeing the dollar symbol. You keep seeing the dollar. You mentally keep breaking through it. Every time you feel it, you physically break through and you put lights around it. You see the positive of it. You think of the things that the money does that is great, the charities it helps, the people that's handed money who have now a house, people who have children who can feed their children. You think of all the blessings of that monetary that it is good. And then you take, and do me a favor, you put that symbols of all of that together on a piece of paper, you put it in a safe place where you can do it, and then you take it out after you've put all that energy into that candle, done the love, done the energy, and you take that out somewhere where you can do it safely, and you bury it. You bury it in the ground where Mother Earth can do just the plant and the paper's there, and you give that energy of then. And then each time you think of it, you find a positive. Thank you and blessings, and thank you for having it, and thank you for the energies. It will help you so much, and you will be so grateful. And you make a laugh of that tape. Whenever you hear those things in your head, you laugh of it. You think of it funny. You extort the tape. You think of your dad's lips becoming very big Botox lips, telling the money is all about, and you laugh and you say, of course, and you make it funny. Gabriel the angel will come into your heart, do the blessings with the green, and you will begin to feel better with it. You will enjoy it. Do not repeat, do not become frivolous with it, because you want to laugh and make it there. You will notice it. Notice when it's around. When you see it, think of people that are on the streets that are asking you for that change. That may be the simple fact whether they eat tonight or they go hungry. So the simplest positive of the money is it does serve a purpose, and it's going to be a good one. Do that blessing. Let me know, because after you planted that bad seed of what you put into that plant, it will stop that and the money tree will start to grow for you. Please let me know here at psychicsgonewell.com if you have more with it. I will try to write to you. I do apologize to all of you tonight that are writing. And Jethro, the phones are out of the wild. What happened to your guest? Mercury took her far away. She's right over in St. Pete. I'm over here in Tampa, but our phenomenal guest, Temple Hayes, could not get through, and our phones were not able to get. I do apologize, and it is Mercury. I will, do what I can to help. We've got lots of friends and lots of people calling in, so we're going to do a little more Psychics Gone Wild. I got to take a little bit of a minute. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over here, and we're going to ask a friend of ours, Sir Magnus, to play his phenomenal song. Back in 2012, he's what started the show that me and Patty first did with Patty Negri.
Word.
Give me some of that sugar. That makes me wanna go down.
Give it away. My body's shaking.
We are going through technical difficulties again. I want to thank all of you guys. Those of you tuning in that are won prizes, that's what I'm trying to catch. I'm getting 18 emails. Some of you have not got it. Please go to psychicsgonewild.com. That is our website. Put in your mail, your snail mail. There is a person that takes care of it. Do not send it to me in your email. There is a 30-day deal. What we do is if the prizes are not picked up, we assume that you were just not really wanting it or you were pulling our leg, and we go on. So please go to psychicsgonewild.com. Do not send it to emails or do not send it through, because unfortunately we can't catch those. I don't know if some of you got missed. It is Mercury. This is the time to catch it. I do apologize. I do know that there was someone who won from last Easter. You will not get that prize. The $25 Easter Bunny has already went to something else. We turned it into another prize in May, and we gave it out to someone else. I do apologize, but we can't hold these for years. But we do want you to get your prize. You may be a prize winner, and we just haven't got you on www.psychicsgonewild.com. We also have prizes that were forwarded back, so please get a hold of us. We are human. We are psychic. If you sent in your address and it didn't have something, there is no Woodruff in one state, and I know that I have had the mailman win. It cost me $17 to basically keep sending a package and keep working with it to find out there never was the address. So what we found out, it was, we do in Psychics Gone Wild, is we love you, and what we do is we put that out to we give that prize to someone else. So if you want the prize, please do. We are very serious about giving out our prizes. We also will, like I said, after 30 days, we'll assume that and give it to someone else. We love you, and we want you to have fun. That's what Psychics Gone Wild. This month, it's going to be real simple. You will be getting in four people. We will be pulling the names off of there, and there's just prizes of our readings. We are, because of the jewelry and some complaints of they didn't like the semi-stones and the fact that the totems didn't seem to be what they felt, or they won prizes and didn't like the fact they didn't get a necklace, they won a book, hurt my feelings, and so I've chose at this point to find another avenue to help you guys. Thank you, guys. Please get with me if you've got a prize. We're trying to find you now. 843, it's you and me on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 843?
Good.
Hello. This is Jethro. Hello. I'm trying to get everybody in. Did you win a prize? Did you want me to give you a Sunday necklace? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
No. Oh, great. I'm having a great day. This is something I do to help others, and we've got a lot of people frustrated tonight because the phones are crazy, and I don't know. Ma Bell never listened to me when I was a kid. She's not listening now.
You know what? Things happen in life, and you have to realize that. The world goes on. Everything happens for a reason.
Yes, it does. Thank you. This is Jethro.
Powers
and
of
you
the universe.
Yes.
So, what do you see in my future here?
Okay, and I do need to get permission from your guys. Do you mind giving me a first name?
Dominic.
Dominic, I'm seeing energy here. I'm seeing that you're in a situation. I feel that you're looking for things to come in, and I feel there's been love or something happening, but they show me that it's not completely, like the whole picture's not formed. They're telling me that you are a good person. I feel you have some ability. They're telling me that you also have been handling some other relationship that you're ready. I feel like you're ready to take your life into more of a serious mode. They said this is going to be a year where you plow through some things and you make your more of a stand. I feel like you have some really ideas of what you want to be in life. So that's what they're telling me.
Okay. Do you, well, one relationship more. Is it see an ex coming back, or is this going to be a new thing moving on?
Really,
I was curious. Yeah.
I feel that there is a situation where that ex is set back. I feel there's going to be a moving on, and I'll tell you why they're saying it. They're showing me that you are, we just talked to Joanne, one of our givers. You're a giver, and I see what's happened is that now the guys want you, they want you to be able to find someone who's going to reciprocate with you. I feel that there's something there that it didn't get handled for another reason. I feel this person wasn't really wanting to be in with the relationship, but still they like love, but they weren't sure if they loved you. There's something going on with you and her and the love. Is what I feel with the ex.
Well, you got that right. You do, 100%.
Oh my gosh, I feel so sad.
Is there a time frame in this new future?
Yes, They are telling me that the energy is going to happen. They're also talking to me about a very cool thing, and don't freak on me, but they're talking to me about a spider. They tell me that you will find a relationship with someone who's able to create and be a person. To find a spider and find a relationship, you need to go where it's very busy, it's very active. You need to have a woman who's like you, who's capable of being able to be creative and be able to take something and make something. That's what I love about those totems. That is, by the way, one of your totems. They're also telling me that that energy is there, where your other relationships sometimes didn't understand that you were trying to make life a better place. She felt that you were not what she was doing, or she sometimes criticized you, and you're not good at criticism. It hurts your feelings.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. 100%. Yes, I am very creative. I'm one of them people who look at situations and say, well, we can do this to try and make it better. And she would look at it and say, no, you're just trying to piss me off and ruin my life.
I've been married there. I could relate with you, dear friend. It's like, oh, my life. And I'll tell you, as a person that's right and left side, there's no right or wrong, but it's so sad when you get with an energy that is just completely and intensely having that moment and having that energy. And I had a friend tease me one time. They said they watched me in 2 short years completely go into a part of I was because of that energy, you start to go, is there anything out there that's really good? And you start to get a little nervous, and you kind of want to go, can I plug you into a light bulb and see if you light up? You know, you get that little silly, come on, let's see a smile in those eyes, you know? Dominique, I love you dearly. Thank you for coming in. Please follow psychicsgonewild.com. Put over there. Maybe you'll be one of the winners for them. Thank you.
I listen to you guys all the time. I love the show, and I think it's great. Yeah. I just I don't call in all the time. I just like to listen in a lot. And but you know, every now and then I get the questions. Like I was listening to, I believe in the angels hard, and I do. I've written them letters and things like that. You know, I haven't seen anything happen, so I was just kind of curious on the time frame of things that are going to start happening.
Dominique, you called in on the right night. I'm the teacher of it. I've been doing 30 years of it. I did psychic boot camp in Sedona. The angels are telling me that the reason you've got that happening and what they're going with the angels is you've got to put 4 lights out. You've got to put 4 for each angel. You need to put the white candle out first for Ariel. You need to put the red candle out for St. Michael. You need to put the blue candle out for for Uriel. And you need to put the green candle out in the west for Raphael. Okay, now I'm having Mercury. You need to put the white candle out for Ariel. You need to put the in the east. You need to go to the south with Michael and put red. You need to put out the blue candle in the north, and you need to put the green out in the west for Raphael. And then sit down in that energy. And when you're feeling the energy, they're going to give you so many blessings. They've been standing around you for a while. They're ready to connect.
Cool. Well, I'll burn candles tomorrow morning.
Great. Let me know. And that's the thing I do. I can tell you I have a very good success rate. I've done this successfully for over 30 years. Love you differently and love you a lot because you're a good person. Call back anytime.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. We got a lot of people calling in. Jethro, you're doing the love. We're sharing the love. We just made a friend today with Dominique, who's one of our listeners. That's rocking. Make sure you go and follow. I do know this has been a wild show. I've got a lot of you old fans and going, Jethro, this has been the craziest. 1 minute you're here, 1 minute you're off. They're playing music. Someone just told me to buy a little bit of a old black cow. What is an old black cow? Old black cow's candy. I don't know why they're doing commercials, but you guys are hearing it. And obviously we're in another realm. Maybe Saturn is pushing a little bit of energy of karma. And I do crave them. And it could be someone on the other side saying, Jethro, you're really stressed, you need to have a little candy right now. So relax and do the energy. Why should I love myself? You don't have to. You know, there's people that pride themselves on spanking themselves, to be mean to themselves. The problem is it takes from your life, it hurts the energy. I see the love. You know what's really the best thing to feel and the energy is to feel content. So I wish for you that the most, and I laugh at all of you that have wrote me. I've got a lot of them tonight that have wrote me some embarrassing stuff. I know I didn't say get in love with yourself, do things, la la la. I know you guys tease me, but we got to keep it Disney. I can't read that over the air. Matthew McKenson, you're right. There is a ghost in your house. If your lights are blinking off and on and your electric's fine, if you feel cool and warm air in your house and there's nothing going on with a draft, if you're having energies that are touching you and things are being said, it is probably a ghost. The thing you need to do and you need to clarify right off the bat is it a good or a bad one? If you've got energies in your house and your animals are acting freaked out and there's things going on and things are going burnt and the eggs are being tasting and everything's on your house, 9 chances out of 10, you've got a spiritual entity. What do you do to start? Let's take it basically. Let's find out what you have. You're going to have to sit down and get some tools. You're going to have to get yourself a very strong tool. You're going to have to grab a white candle. A very big candle would work real well. You're going to need to get yourself some smudge. I very much say for this kind of one, you want to get one with cedar in it or possibly lavender. They work for a protection and a shield. You're going to need, and I know people are like, I don't believe in that. You need to get yourself a spiritual book, whether it's the Bible, it's a mantra book, if it's a text they gave you when you were in Bible school. Grab onto something spiritual that has the word and the light of a spiritual higher creator. If it's not the mantra, it's got to have it. Those who are Native American, get yourself a symbology of the eagle feather. No, you're not allowed to have it if you're not Native American. Get yourself the symbology. Turkey works just as well. Come on, people. You're doing the symbology. Put those down. Sit down on the table. Do the energy. Are you, and you put the light out, in this house, this is a house of light. I am a person of the light strength. You are to leave this house if you are not of light. You say it, you firmly put your foot down, and you hold the energy, leaving a part of the door or window open so that it can leave. At this point, you, believe me, are going to know because you're going to say it with that kind of conviction. You're going to say it. If things start to go woo-woo or things are odd, then we got to worry, and then we'll work about different ones, and I'll instruct you on how to get that. If you have a positive ghost that is telling you, la, 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 be careful there again. That is where the candle, light the candle, do the energy, do the faith, send white energy, visualize white positive energy towards it. White will break the negative. If it stays and it's there and it's looking, be careful sometimes of children. It doesn't matter if it shows you this, that, still send the white light. There's tricky over there. It will accept the white light. If it is a ghost, it will respond back to white light. That's what mediums do. And it will talk to you through the veil. My name, and you will tell you things. Make sure you keep sending white. Do not, I repeat, do not just sit and start chit-chatting with it on the side. I see someone out in the hall. Oh my gosh, he's over there talking. Because that may not be what you're seeing. It could be something trying to trick you. Do leave a lot of this other to the professionals. I'm giving you a basic first aid. Then from that, take your little bit of stuff you've got there and go and talk to someone. Do some research. Find yourself a medium like Patty Negri, Jethro Smith. We also have Dina Flanagan, top in the world. Get a hold of one of the strong ones and say, this is what we've got going on. Different things work in different houses. If it is someone that's of the house, can you live with it? I lived for many years. Most psychics cannot live around ghosts. I lived my first 17 years of my life with the most phenomenal ghost. He lived in our house. He had a heart attack there. It was his house, and we always got along with Hank. Hank was me and my sister's friend. We were both psychic. He scared my brother mercifully, and yet we loved him. He never did anything mean, but he also did a very good thing for me. He would also tell me on the other side things that I needed to know. And I got in trouble later from a teacher, which I will be writing about in my second book. Those of you who look for my book, Victor Pompa explained to me, stop talking to the ghosts. And I learned for a while, you have to be careful because sometimes they do trickery. He stayed with me until I was 19, and Vic made him go back. So I do have ghosts. I do love them. As you guys read in my first book, Living in the Psychic Realm, I became very close with Cynthia. I love her still. I still sometimes think of her on the other side. But you got to keep this here. You're in the life and you're in the realm. So I hope I helped you. Thank you for calling in. Yes, Dot, you're writing me. I don't know why there's pink around your husband. If you're seeing energy, look it up and see. Because unconditional is pink in other energies. What if you're seeing it and it's the reflection of his white and your red? Are you mad a lot of times? Sometimes when you're sending, like we were talking about earlier, I keep seeing, I have a roommate that has phenomenal green. Does that mean he's rich? Because green is money, or is he a healer? I feel he's going to be rich. I know he's going to be rich, but sometimes that energy, you've got to look and do that. There's the blessings of it. So you gotta take that reading a little more. And those of you who are reading the tarot cards, do not, I repeat, do not grab that book, memorize the book, and say, the card says on the seventh card of the fourth one that you are in love with a swan, so you must be dating a down pillow. Do not read those books like that. Get to know your cards. Become friends with those cards. Learn that they're just a piece of the story. I love all of you guys. We've got it down. This has been Psychic Jethro. I do apologize to the universe. Please, Temple Hayes, forgive me for not being able to get you through tonight. I don't know what was going on with the technical support. Thank all of you guys that stayed in tonight. Go to psychicsgunwall.com, put in. I do know that a couple of you guys won prizes that didn't get your prize. You do have to catch us again. I do have prizes that are over here, and I'm looking for those people. So we have I know right now that we have four prizes. I've kept a couple of them a little longer from the holidays because of the holidays. Get a hold of us at psychicsgunwall.com. Tonight, I'm going to pull a name who went to psychicsgunwall.com and put in their snail mail and their address so that I can mail it to them. Isaac Ricapitello, and you, Isaac, in New Jersey, have won a half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. Congratulations, Isaac. I'll be sending that to you in a card. You will get it in your mail, your snail mail. It will have my number to call, and it tells you to go in and put that code in my schedule on my site, jethrosmith.net, and you have won yourself a half an hour. That is a $95 value, and I thank you guys. This is my way of saying thank you. I do want to let those of you know that we're discontent. I never wanted to hurt your feelings. I sent you books that are very good. I have signed them, and I do thank you. I am in the top world. I do understand sometimes when people go, Jethro, I don't have time to read. Please give it out to a friend. Do me a favor. There's a friend out there. Put it in the second hand. I do know that Salvation Army will keep some of our books. Some don't because of the spirituality. But I would like you, please, just take it and give it to a book drive. Give it to a friend. Have a garage sale. Somebody will grab it. They'll read it, and they'll know how to use those cards. I love, you know, I will continue to read dominoes, dice, and cards. I even read eyes. Some night I'll do a class on that on our new radio show that I'll be telling you about very soon. Stay tuned. Psyche's Gone Wild has went wilder. Thank you all. Have a good night. Talk to you next week. We're going to freak.